de Montreal, creo, en el 22, ¿no?
Near the end of the near the end of the GRS rubber program.
Yeah,
that's where most of the time. So
basically,
what was your sign? Well, this was the Coke bottles. The gap, the Coke bottles,
yeah,
the pressure.
And I think that had a big influence on my career because in art, at that time, if you simply take a week of using rubber, self-healing learning, as a developer of the rubber company, and art tended out there, and,
you ran the operation and
I ran the operation.
Chuck Gold worked for free then?
Well, Chuck was independent.
He was independent.
But I had the major structure in most organization work.
What were your variables? What were you changing? What were your monomers?
Well, mine was
for the DRS.
Oh yeah, true. I made it now, and we were doing mostly scouting work and
like for the best emulsion or what? Or for the best ratio of the styrene to butadiene. Or did you work nuts on the isoprene that got there?
No, everything.
That was dropped by the end of the war, I think.
The idea was, I think, to see what you could do to improve the performance of all the sets. They were not as good as finding out people were slower.
Mm-hmm.
And how could you speed them up?
But during the war, that'd be right. Resonate made the difference in the GRS program and the multiplication.
Rubber,
but you're after increasing the reaction rate of the polymer now, I guess.
The resin,
mostly the double bonds in the rosin molecule that cause the trouble.
Mostly. We look at things like different pure resin acids and
that was one of my jobs in that was to produce the pure rosin.
The TV reports do not confirm that.
That was my job to get the information from the TV reports to people like you.
You didn't get it because.
No, I gave it to Eric, the heat distributor.
Well, this was on a microfilm. I think I went down.
And the German? You read the German?
No, it wasn't in German.
But we received it in German. I got them directly from Germany.
Well, I remember going down. I thought Eric was looking at the microfilm. And noticing all the work being done in Germany on redox emulsions and the
like. But you wrote in English, not in German. Abstract drawing information and there's a put in microphone for three people to read.
Why would
he
do that?
Because he knew most of you didn't read German.
No, but why would he put it on microphone?
That I don't know. I gave him an entire copy. But he also let me run to a jury trial before he first raised Pike Stoppy. He didn't put those in my
mind. No, but that was later. Those things came out.
No, it was in 45.
It came out very well, I suppose it was about 46.
We had 1,000 of those reels.
I think they were 30.
Were they 35 millimeter film that you read, or 16 millimeter?
I remember going down and looking at some of these things that you guys were doing the work on Rudolph with the red team, but the back of that, and of course at the time, Jimmy and I brought them, had come on the scene from Dr. Moran, and that was one thing, I don't know whether, maybe Art had done a little work for Jimmy and I brought them,
yeah,
and the motion comes, I guess it had.
That's a
Chuck group by then. Yeah, and I think it had shown some interesting results, but we really tried more of a German type recipe. And Carl Crossbase, I mean, the sugar out of the glucose, sugar out of the sugar with them, but they reduced some sugar. And very
excellent.
I'm pretty sure. Very important tangible study. And,
well, sometimes you can take the chemistry to do that, right? Is that right?
Well, yeah,
Maybe if I explain what resin 731 is to the tape.
Well, just with me, Rob, and
so. Just the fortune nation did what to the double bonds in Oz.
Well, I don't know if it's going to be double bonds.
And the
beauty.
You're talking about the 1-3 double bonds. And eliminated the 1-3 double bonds.
Well, conjugate,
in other words, you had a benzene ring, one of the finance rings, and also it was completely hydrogenated, and then
there was a mixture of hydrogen, or one of the hydrogen, didn't tend to inhibit through our generation. But just we don't see the inhibition. This inhibition of the revenue of our acid was not critical in the type of inhibition. Here we have a new thing, and of course, ultimately, rather than the develop these systems
and
Cobalt came along and did the same thing originally. We looked at the time on that, And of course, rubber companies didn't optimize these things. surplus of 1.9. The surplus came out of the state and coast guard fire. So there a man who was called Dyer. And so I think in a few days I found they just hired a substitute to my broadband. So, which we have covered in the past, but haven't done a lot of work on it. And they were actually pretty good at doing that, but probably because they were. That's what it's higher. Now, of course, we don't have to do work related to why these things are fixed better. But it's this year, it's just something we do not have time
for. Are you responsible for the Parametro isopropyl benzene hydroperoxide bill? Or was that come out of RAND?
Well, that was out of RAND work, you know.
That's what the
parametrine,
what else things
all came out of?
That all came out of the RAND. You did not do any of the peroxidation.
I didn't do, not much of it later on.
I thought you did.
Of course, we tested all these things, and once you found them, you know, certainly I thought that was good, we got it, and looked at, you know, the health for all of them. But
did you also study the peroxide as well as the hydroperoxide? Is that still in your days for the river program?
The peroxide, that was kind of bored with the lab with
and that's the point of his study.
Kind of bored with that, and I think it could. Well, I've been going a little bit, and in the course of studying with the redox system, you know, so good, we found that if you reduce the sugar hydroxide the first cycle, just one half a molecule, so you want to have a set of room and muscle acid. And in the course of doing that, we ran an experiment in acetic acid and
you got to know.
And you got to know.
Is that your patent? That? Whose patent is that your patent?
Well, I got some patents in the air. I didn't get any patents.
When is that the first patent you did? That's the learning.
Well, you know, the basic. Was in the literature, talking line. And it was known, you know, it was known in the literature, it was in German literature around the world. That was known. My contribution was that this baby could go very fast already in the idea into high yield. And I wasn't fighting, I wasn't even. As a matter of fact, Dr. Hulse wasn't even speaking to me when I was doing this work.
He was your manager.
They didn't think it was economic. Never be economic.
You thought the Dow process was better, huh?
Probably went over to see Stan George one day. And Stan convinced him that, you know, Mooney was on the team. Because I didn't do a lot on that because they were sort of the limit to them, and they took it all away pretty much, and that was a great deal of recognition for it, but I think the amount of work I did, the newsletter I wrote, it was all of them, did stimulate a lot of interest, and
Well, that's not really my understanding.
No. Well, I was about 47.
Oh, it's from the 40s. I think, yeah. Yeah.
40.
Yeah. But, you want to continue on?
Oh, yes. But you're getting to the real farmer chemistry pretty soon.
Well, we can realize things and also preservation of this and co-balance and rosamond and all things. And I'm talking about that. I mean, you're 2 years later, we made some co-balance of rosamond and all things like co-acid and cationic ion. These are pretty good fibrosine.
Your time, doesn't it?
No, it's no. Too old. Okay.
No.
Development, but nothing ever happened with it, and frankly, never even had nothing. In more recent years, people have been looking at using the hydrophobic and modifying farming, and it's a fairly.
You're talking about the acrylic polymers now?
Yeah, acrylic polymers with hydrophobic. So one of the things that we proposed was that maybe we could pull mine up and a little temperature.
But here's the before Ziegler.
Yeah, it was. It was about 51 or 2. And we spent a fair amount of time, actually. Bob Levin worked with him and he was pressure. We did a lot of work on homeowners and everything, just to lower the pressure. It kept the pressure down there. A lot more like human pattern and something like that.
Yeah, it'd be decent.
Yeah.
The pressure would be pretty high, but
below critical pressure. So it was around 2,000 pounds. And we did develop some redox systems that were similar to that, and rates were very low, microwaves were low, but
so this would be high pressure polyethylene you're talking about.
Well, it wasn't. It was low pressure.
Well, it's
too high of polyethylene with low pressure.
Yeah, but a higher pressure than zinc in it.
So how low was the DK?
Very low, huh? or pretty good.
Well,
well, he's brittle, heavy. He's a pretty good DP for as many as he's brittle.
Well, he was sizable. I don't remember that a lot. I may have published that. But I don't really remember. I think the it was probably in the 10,000 or so.
And what was the DuPont high pressure polyethylene from the DP? 100 to 1,000?
Yeah, we were 100,000. But you don't need that. If you have 50,000, you're going to be busy. That's it.
How'd you know it was linear at that time? You never thought about Pauli's being linear in that case.
Well, I think it was longer, but
what was your objective?
Well, the low pressure process for making polyethylene.
Yeah, but to be competitive with the DuPont polyethylene, wasn't it? Wasn't that your objective? Your objective was really not to get the Zinger type polyethylene.
Well, I think it was well known
as polyethylene
plant.
Somewhat branch.
Yeah, and it would certainly not be expected to be more linear.
And I think the product worked out most of the community for the moon.
But that
means
the logical
process. Were the analytical methods good enough to know how many pendant groups there were?
You didn't pursue that because you didn't like the
properties of the product anyway.
Yeah, the rates were so low and really wasn't much. Most of that was trying to go to funds that improve the yield and rate and not weight, but you never were able to do it. We did write in a notebook and the concept was really well on the bridge of chemistry.
It was not a Zinger catalyst. The product was more like a Zinger product.
No, I say we had written in a notebook the catalytic system to create a fire, might be going to the bridge of chemistry. Garage was published in. Free radical
with an organic metallic.
Yeah,
now we're up to about 1950?
We're in the 1954. Some of this work in the garage.
And that was still oriented to rubber, though.
No, that was scouting for
other polymerizations.
We were thought,
I think it's probably, you know, I'm sorry, but
for the two, and then the group who were head coach and the final player, and then Jeff Weaver. We had one in that area, but he was famous for two different levels of players. And that was enough one for him.
And this is still before 55.
Yeah. And so the stats results came back like
the polyethylene.
So the small reduction in the stats results increased the better than that. And
You saw an effect.
But I retained that in my kind of closing phrase and went on later to do more work and of course the propylene was even more effective than the propylene found time and hydrogen.
Yeah, but right here you saw the pattern in that.
Probably about June to 55. It covered all of them, so.
Did you inform Ziegler of this after you filed the patent?
I don't know about it. That was in the Hercules.
Hadn't been up to Claysburg, huh?
That was enough to the Hercules to manage whatever the rules were, but it was involved for the next 2 hours.
You never got involved with Ziegler yourself then?
No, I never. Not really.
Did you ever get to know Matt at all?
Sure.
Personally,
Sure.
But never knew Victor personally.
Not really.
On
no,
a basis.
He did know him. He did come to the Hercules Resurrection. That was my only Hercules Resurrection. I didn't want to call that. And I would have got me in front. Glad to be the first one. I remember when Stavanger visited the research center. Again, it was about 46
years? That's about right, yeah.
I'm not sure when Stavanger died, but I think it was 46.
It was in the 40s, I remember that.
Yeah. Again, I've never been Scotty either, but I did say it was the heck of a talk. I don't recall that he did. I remember Harold would take him over to come out and say,
you know, that's a great memory.
Yeah, that's all it is. That's quite something to think of your own life and you'll see.
Is that the first fiber made of polyester?
Polypropylene. Well, it was a Hercules. I don't know about it in the world.
The guy's giant out of student details in India.
Evolutionary process and running good experiments and different
The difference in the titanium, or the difference in the aluminum, or the difference in the outcome of it? They're all three.
Well, I might re-emphasize here, and I didn't put this point there before, but a lot of my success in this area has been being able to run lots of experiments.
Simultaneously?
Simultaneously. And the pressure valve that we have done made that possible. I think I did a lot more work than most people in the open field.
And you ran more experiments per hour than anybody else.
Yeah, right. We ran lots more per hour. A lot of technicians and lots of systems. I've always given plenty of help because they've been our production. But anyway, I found there were certain ways of putting the river past the river. And Zebra had used it kind of mixing the ingredients in situ, and we found that it was trying to mix them outside, age them, and put them in the system. And then by looking at different compositions, I found my varying 1 mile kale from Fly up, and Monolith. And using these, the precipitates you could get, the added organic powder, we found to use monolith and back chloride, and this is actually part of the limit. We got a fairly high yield of that composition.
Did you have a problem with the Tecla 3 at all? That titanium bright chloride? Is that one of the problems with the titanium bright chloride?
Well,
as to particularly the form of the titanium?
Yeah, it's the form of the titanium bipolar, I think, the critical factor.
I think that was one of the variables you worked on, the form of the paper for the...
Yeah, right.
Besides the ratio.
Actually, the critical titanium bipolar that you made with us, the aluminum bipolar, the titanium bipolar, was finally shown by NADA to be delta as an unusual crystal structure with delta form. And actually, this paper, I think, was the basis of all commercial forces being
connected. Now, was the form of titanium determined while titanium was still in the metal stage or as a technical three stage?
Well, titanium tetrahydrate.
It was not a matter of treatment of the titanium before you made the tickle through.
No, you start out with titanium tetrachloride.
Okay, so it's how you reduce the tetrachloride.
That you reduce that, we will move on to it.
That's how you reduce that, determine the crystal structure of the titanium.
Right.
So it's the conditions of the reduction.
That's right.
Did you get involved in a lot of reaction rate studies of the of reactions like that? You didn't run any reaction rate studies about that? Or did anyone else have heard of these?
Well,
what was Greslow's working? Parallel to you, or is it in a different area?
Well, they were also in the time of working. The work of Mason and Heflin, the work problems are moving by Heflin. That's the way it's going. He had to discover that this type of thing down at the same time,
but that was in the literature too, though, wasn't it? Or wasn't that in the literature already too?
Well, the compound was.
Yeah, the compound was. Yeah.
Compound, it's a predictor that it necessarily is.
Of course, they actually got that idea of comparison, didn't they?
Yeah, right.
Well, because that had already been, well, that had been a lot of publication, comparison before the,
yeah,
the word comparison.
Yeah, of course.
Now, how about the other people at Hercules involved in that? I know Drew got involved in the product president problem for a while.
Yeah, well, that came later. You know, I've worked on product president in about a year and a half before Hercules saw the light again. So we did nothing on it for at least a year.
They never sold on polyethylene.
Yeah, they were pushing polyethylene.
And that Harlan, that was the first plant, the polyethylene plant.
That's right. It was, so he was full of dancing and started pushing it. That's when he started with the operating problem. The work out. Bill Schilling.
Tried Bill Schilling work in the laboratory on the,
yeah.
On that day.
Yeah, Bill Schilling.
And that was separate from you completely.
Well, yeah, they knew what I was doing.
You know what they were doing.
I wasn't working on it at all. I kind of wanted to think.
Well, what other things?
Well, I've been trying to use it to kind of finish and pull them on.
They were new. Mm-hmm. That was a new farmer, actually. That's the type you find us on.
Well, yeah, they were new. I'm sure like I've been working these things. In fact, they were the first.
But they weren't as impacted,
didn't they? Yeah. Well, they may not have been recognized yet, but they were. At the time, they may have even been thought of as too much of it, but they were really experienced. But his problem was he was not highly anti-factory, so we were able to make him more anti-factory. So I think he started doing properly.
That's because of the kind of zipper catalysis you were using.
Well, we weren't really, we started out with zipper, so we did develop a particular unusual combination that worked fairly well, but it was really the zipper catalysis that I feel we did discover a whole group of other powers.
That's what I remember.
We were just making, I suppose, a belief problem. Again, starting up with a labor kind of campus, but quickly putting in other things that are left under the labor campus, and starting to grow it, and maybe even a dinner card based campus. And very early in my work,
still using alcohol groups with the productive. The organo part, the alcohol group, or was it something else for the up oxides?
Well, we soon found it kind of accidentally. What happened was in one of our first experiments, checking out the system and ramping up my kill alone on other floor, you got a fairly high amount of a new apartment, a rubber, and well, if you use an old biolaboratory, I had one because it was in the lab and you wanted to limit the space.
Is that safe? Is that smart to do, using an old biolaboratory, I'm angry?
Well, in this case, the very smart thing to do.
You mean it had already some of that hydrolyzed through the glycol?
When we went to do it over again with a fresh bottle, it didn't work.
Oh,
so we hypothesized that maybe it was.
You need some hydroxy fruits in there.
Yes, huh? Water in it. And so after we reacted, some amount of the water, and sure enough, there was a very good chance.
So actually, this was serendipity in your part.
Right, that was a discovery of a whole new thing in the
family. Yeah. Which, and products, too.
Right, and products. And you, of course, commanded the doctor at the floor in the last minute. A lot of work on the family. All the products.
I assume that you're more proud of that work than anything else you ever did.
Well, it was probably the one thing that
it's real yours.
I stuck pretty much from beginning to end.
You fought pretty hard for it, too, I mean.
Yeah, but it had a hard road to hold, too, as you know.
Yeah.
It wasn't until Tom Stanley finally decided to sell it and work out on license and privilege. And we cooperated. You know, we did call up for whatever's involved in the whole thing.
And you had to go to visit Gregory Toronto.